Ricky. I said our luck would change. Today, I think things just about went our way, didn't they?
I'm just relieved, Nigel, to get the 3 points. I thought our first half performance was excellent. And, you know, if you're going to allow teams to score goals against you, you make sure it's the one that the lad scored today. That's a great hit from their player and, you know, an absolute great strike. And, you know, you can't do anything about those. So I thought the way we defended, we limited them to no real clear-cut chances on goal in the first half, except for that great strike. And we created 4 or 5 really good opportunities, didn't we? You know, Harry O'Malley's header, Scott Sinclair's shot at the back post, Jordan Gerrard's one at the back post, the goalkeeper, how he keeps that out, I'm not too sure. Then Josh Dawkins one-on-one and he beats the keeper and miskicks it when the goal's at his mercy. And it looked like it was going to be another frustrating first half, and then we come up with the goal from the set play to get us back on level terms. And I said at half time, you know, we just have to keep playing like that. And, I felt that we were going to go on and win the game. And then the sending off early in the second half, I think, changed everything, you know. And at that point, you're confident the team can go on and win. And instead of us continuing to do what we've been doing in the first 45 minutes and in recent games, I think players started to try something out the blue to, you know, they lost all concentration, they lost all shape in our attacking patterns. We left our two centre halves exposed, our two fullbacks played too high, you know, the two central midfield players stopped the ball going into the front, and they actually looked a bit more of a threat with 10 men than they did with 11, and you know, at that point we were panicking a little bit, and we didn't need to, and we were trying to get that onto the players, and you know, it really wasn't a particularly good second half performance. And And then when they were awarded the penalty, the ref, who I thought was poor on the day, missed a blatant handball in the middle of the pitch. The lad then plays the ball in and we don't deal with it properly. But then Tim Troops comes up with a great stop, and I think, you know, had that gone in, we probably would have gone on to lose the game, Nige. Or certainly only, you know, managed to get a point out of it. And then the winning goal was a great goal. Great ball from Jordan Gerrard, Jack Higgs, great set back, and Chev in a great goal scoring position just to tuck it home. And, yeah. You know, at that point, mate, I was nervous. We haven't won for a long time. I think the players were nervous. It showed in the way that they played. But, you know, I've said that we were going to play worse than what we have in recent games and win. And, you know, we managed to do that today. So I'm really pleased for the players.
Excellent first half, though, mate. Playing the ball on the deck, we were moving it around really well. And you're right. I think if they'd kept 11 players on the pitch and we'd kept playing like that, we'd have probably beaten more comfortably than we did in the end.
Well, we are forced to play that way when you've got Josh Dawkins and Ben Seymour show playing for the middle, because it's no good going airily, because when you're up against two big strong centre halves, more often than not you're going to lose those battles. So I thought Josh Dawkins' first 45 minutes was as good as any performance I've seen from any player in our league, and you know, he's taken that on from the second half at Hayes and Yedding, where I thought he was unplayable as well. So, you know, he's really now starting to find some form and come to the party. And I thought Ben Seymour showed he's intelligent, his movement in behind is very good. Yeah. But I also thought Jordan Gerrard was excellent on the left hand side. You know, he's technically superb, but he worked his socks off today.
He's growing into that left-sided role and further forward.
But it's hard to single out people, because I think everybody, we win together, we lose together. I've been critical of the team when we've been losing, so you know, I've got to give them some praise today. We weren't at our best in the second 45 minutes when we were playing against 10 men, but it's about winning games of football, as I've said in the past. And I'm delighted for the players. It's an important 3 points, and you know, it now sets it up nicely for hitching at home next Saturday. We can recover with no Tuesday night game. Train well Thursday, and then look to have another positive result come the weekend.
Yep, apart from the fact we're at Wyatt Hitchin, mate.
Are we away at Hitchin? Yeah. Well, good done. Job I look at the fiction, isn't it? Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much.